Breaking news which just come in, which we'll just have a very brief mention of, because it is significant, and that's King Juan Carlos of Spain has announced this morning that he's to abdicate.
My goodness, that is news. I certainly was not aware of that on my way from home this morning.
Yeah, it's literally just breaking as we speak, and as expected, Prince Felipe will take over the throne, but I mean, that is another significant point in history now for the whole of Spain.
It is, really. It is. It's a very important development. And, I mean, I'm not here to comment on what happens in Spain, capital Madrid, but they have got an heir to the throne, and a young heir to the throne who's been doing a lot more recently in terms of public duties, with his very attractive wife. So I don't think the monarchy is in any danger as a result of this abdication, and I think there'll be probably a very smooth transition.
Indeed, I mean, the royal family itself has been rocked with corruption investigations and so on, but by the same virtue, the king himself has been very ill for many years and has to lay off the reins a little bit, and Prince Felipe has been taking over quite a lot. And again, it will be very interesting to see how that develops over the next few days as to when it will actually happen, but still very exciting times as much as
it is. No, a lot of change is underway, and one just has to hope that it's changed for the better. And I still am very optimistic about the changes in Orihuela Costa. I mean, we see signs whenever I go to that new shopping centre. It's whatever the weather, if it's sunny or rainy, it seems to be always full. It's a tremendous success commercially, and it provides a nice setting for people who want to spend a few hours, not necessarily inside shops, but wandering around. And there's evidence of new building on a relatively modest scale, but new building coming up. New jobs are being created. So I'm rather optimistic about the future of Orihuela Costa, but the breaks will come if we don't get better services, better investment, if we don't get the area cleaned up. When I complain about garden waste, it's the tip of the iceberg, really, because when you walk around and look at the so-called gardens in Orihuela Costa, they're not gardens in any proper sense of the word. They're areas where there's no building on, but very often there's builders' rubbish dumped on them, a few trees which may or may not get water, and for the rest it's sort of wasteland. Now, if you go into Orihuela City, it's a totally different picture, and there they look after their parks and gardens, as they do in the rest of Spain. So we've got a long way to go, and I think the people who are promoting and developing Orihuela Costa for the future should really get wise to the fact that the whole general image of the place has to improve in order for us to go forward.
In touch, in tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.